You're listening to the Property Nomads podcast, your one-stop shop for property, business and travel-related content, tying it all together to help guide you towards success. If you like the podcast, please share with others, subscribe and leave us a review. So get your gear together and let's get going.
Welcome to episode 98 of the Property Nomads podcast. We're slowly edging our way towards that magical 100 mark. And we mark that episode with a superb guest. You do not want to miss that episode. We're going to talk about so much macroeconomics, commercial conversions, what's going on in the market, all of that and plus much more. So do not miss episode 100. But before that, next week, episode 99, where we have a really special guest going to be talking about offshore markets, how to internationalize your life as well. Values that we hold true at thepropertynomads.com, so do not miss them out. In fact, you should never miss any episode of the Property Nomads podcast out. And we've got a mini series coming up as well very, very soon, where we deep dive into various property strategies. We sit down with experts in their fields. That mini series is going to go through into the summer. Before we go into the main part of the episode, just want to give a shout out to landlordtoday.co.uk, because all the following latest market information has come from them. So really a thank you as well. Go and check out that website too, packed full of loads of useful information. Normally on the podcast we don't do market updates. It's not something that we've ever done, purely because we feel there are many websites and companies out there that will do it better than us. That's not to put ourselves down, it's just being realistic and pragmatic. However, some of these figures took me a little bit by surprise and some of them weren't surprising. So I thought I'd give a run through of what those points were and offer some practical advice with them as well. And point number one, demand from new prospective renters hit the highest level on record for the month of February. This is what new figures show. Given the fact that house prices are increasing, it's called inflation and so forth, and many people are priced out of buying a property, it doesn't surprise me that more people are shifting towards renting. I think with how immigration numbers work and birth rates, etc., that the population in the UK is, you know, it's pretty much always going to be increasing, I would imagine, in our lifetimes. So the fact that that's hit the highest level on record isn't overly surprising, but it is interesting to know. With the demand for renters growing, the number of tenants experiencing rent hikes again since February 2020 increased by 34% year on year. With all the changes that have happened in the last couple of years, Section 24, other various tax changes as well, that has a massive effect on the bottom line of the landlord. And if lettings agents aren't able to make as much money as possible through various bits and pieces, some of them have ultimately passed those costs on to the landlord as well. And if as a landlord you sat there, you're operating a business, your base expenses have gone up, and again you're running a property business, one of the ways that you'll look to make money is by passing that cost on to the tenants. Of course, some people will have, you know, property training and ebooks and books and so forth, but if your main role is property and property is all you got, in order to negate that effect of your bottom line going up, you will probably pass that cost on to the tenants. Again, when people in Westminster civil servants are thinking of these things, they're not quite thinking of the very bad knock-on effect, because the thing they're trying to implement to save the worst off being affected even more is going to affect the worse off even more. Doesn't quite make sense, but hey ho, it is what it is. Number three, number of landlords selling buy-to-let properties in February rose for the first time in 9 months. And because this data is February related, that could be a Brexit effect, not quite sure, but it could also be that and a combination of, again, with all the tax changes and various things coming in. Think of it as a barrier to entry. The more complicated something is, and the more challenges that you face within an industry, a lot of people sort of give up easier. So it doesn't surprise me again to read that the number of landlords selling buy-to-let properties in February rose for the first time. Well, so the number of landlords that are selling buy-to-let properties rose for the first time in 9 months in February. That does make sense given everything else that has been going on that's not coronavirus related. Talking of coronavirus, number four, despite the lockdown, there's only been a 2% increase in late rental payments, according to new research. If you read the news or listen to the news every day, you would think that we're in absolute Armageddon, no one's ever going to pay their rent ever again, and whatnot. It's not that bad. This number was quite surprising. I thought it would be higher, but according to new research, it isn't. Really, at the end of the day, although people are losing jobs, some people have been furlowed, what people aren't realizing, let's just take an example. If you've been furloughed, you're on 80% of your wages. But if you're going out two or three times a week, you're going to the pub after work every other day, you're going to the cinema, etc., that's a lot of expense that will build up over time because of lockdown and whatnot. That's not happening. People are not going out to eat at restaurants. People aren't going to the cinema. So actually people's expenditure has decreased quite dramatically as well. So really, there is no reason, again, I'm just using this as an example, why rental payments should be late. That's really where you need an excellent lettings agent in the middle that's able to work with a tenant, have a chat with them, work with them, and just get the rent in, basically. Of course, everyone's situation is going to be different, but again, what I mean by that is a 2% increase is quite low. I thought it would be a bit higher. Then again, we shouldn't believe everything we read in the media because the knock-on effect of people, again, for example, being on furlough is that their expenditure has actually probably gone down as well because they're doing the things that they were doing, they're not doing now. And then finally, number five, average monthly rents across the country increased by just £2. That gives an average of £7.75 during the second quarter of the year. Again, with inflation, the fact that there's higher demand, people will slowly put their prices up, I imagine. It is what it is. Again, that just doesn't surprise me. So thanks to Landlord today for that. Just to recap, number one, demand from new prospective renters hit the highest level on record for the month of February. The number of tenants experienced, number two, the number of tenants experiencing rent hikes in February increased on average of 34%. Number three, number of landlords selling buy-to-let properties rose for the first time in 9 months in February. Number four, despite lockdown, there's only been a 2% increase in late rental payments, according to new research. Number five, average monthly rents across the UK hit an average of £7.75. That's where the market stands at the moment. What's going to happen in the future? I guess we don't really know. There's a lot of hypothesis. Though, if you're in the process of buying or you're in the process of remortgaging, you know, there are definitely a lot of things going on. The best people to speak to your power team, speak to your broker, you know, do all of that. It's a bit of a manic time for everyone. Don't always read, I believe, everything that you read or that you see. Come back and join us next week, episode 99, offshore markets, internationalizing your life. You're not gonna want to miss that at all. And finally, before we part ways, just to let you know that we are in the process of doing a little bit of rebranding with the website and whatnot. Check out tpnpodcast.com. If you scroll halfway down, you can sign up to our weekly newsletter. By doing that, you'll get two free gifts as well. One is a very basic buy-to-let deal analyzer. The other one being a 25-year strategic target setter. www.tpnpodcast.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter. The weekly newsletter is a very light-hearted affair. It could be about anything business, travel, or property related. So nice, random, light-hearted newsletter just to put a smile on your face every week. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen.